You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber-supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
I believe in the notion, as espoused in a popular meme, that marriage should be between a person who hates pickles and another person who will eat that pickle. I'd like to expand that definition of traditional marriage by including a clause that says marriage should be between a person who loves Seth Rogen movies and a person who thinks they're just okay. Well, prepare to have your traditional values rocked and your relationship strained, because we are reviewing An American Pickle, a movie that includes a whole lot of pickles and a whole lot of Seth Rogen. Rogen plays Herschel Greenbaum, an Ashkenazi Jew who emigrates to America with his beloved wife Sarah in order to start a new life. In a freak workplace accident, Herschel is sealed in an industrial-sized vat of pickles and is perfectly preserved for 100 years. Totally scientifically accurate, by the way. He wakes up in 2019 and discovers he has one living descendant, a schlubby app developer from Brooklyn named Ben Greenbaum, also played by Seth Rogen. Needless to say, hijinks ensue, lessons are learned, and barrels full of stereotypes get rolled out. By the end, Herschel and Ben learn that with family, you're never truly alone. Fortunately, neither am I, because I'm joined on this review by a fine group of well-brined critics. Nathan.
Hola, I'm Adil, I guess.
Adrian.
Yeah, hello. I'm a Corey Chon.
And Max.
Oh yes, I'm avoiding the Kazakhs.
My name is Marco, and I'm about to turn this over to my overly salty colleagues, but what did you guys think of the latest comedy from producers Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg? Is it destined to become a Vlasic, or was it no big deal?
Oh my
That's
God.
Right, I'm doubling down on the pickle puns. You've been warned.
Jesus, I didn't know that you were going to come at us with Vlasic.
I think that this feels like a HBO Max movie, and that's exactly where it belongs. I don't know if this ever intended to come out in, like, theatrically.
It did.
But it did.
It
okay.
did.
Well, in that case.
I would have been mad if I went to see this in theaters. There's like, I would have left.
I didn't think this was bad. I really didn't. I laughed pretty hard at some moments. It just kept going these different directions that I don't think I was ready for it to go. And what it ends up being is really a movie about commentary, about social commentary, and about social media presence, and all these other things that I guess it's funny that they're all happening to someone who's been essentially asleep for 100 years. But I just didn't think it really had a lot to say that hasn't been said before.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a... There is late in the movie, there is kind of a commentary on cancel culture as filtered through the Rip Van Pickle of our movie. Chris Herschel is, Herschel's been asleep for 100 years. It stands to reason that a man from the old country who has been hibernating for 100 years in a pool of brine would not be up to date. Just because he woke up yesterday, he is the least woke man on the planet, because he does not know how the real today's world works.
Yet he wasn't shocked by cars.
Because he'd seen cars. They knew about cars in the 1900s.
Though. I don't know.
You know, he would have known about movies and things like that. It does show a shocking lack of curiosity on his part, because at some point you think he'd go, dude, tell me everything that's happened up till now. And I kept waiting for that moment where Ben goes, well, you missed a couple wars, and there was the Holocaust, and oh boy, I need you to sit down, because this is going to be hard to listen to. Instead, we get some jokes about Cossacks raping and pillaging through his poor little muddy shtetl, and it becomes such a horrible situation, even though it's all played for laughs, that eventually Herschel has to take his wife Sarah and says, let's get the hell out of here and come to America, which, of course, once he works in a pickle factory, that's where he gets into his accident. And I thought that opening, I'd say the first half of this movie was really strong.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I think my biggest issue with this is you're following Seth Rogen for the whole movie, whether it's one character or another, and I never liked either character at all. I found them both to be completely detestable. It's like the Green Hornet is what it reminded me of, or Observe and Report, where it's just like, why the fuck am I even following this guy? I don't enjoy him. And I like Seth Rogen in a lot of things. I was like one of the two guys who like Sausage Party.
Oh, no. Not one of those guys.
You see, you like Sausage Party, and now you got a pickle. So now he's going to start doing these food-themed movies, and this is all your fault.
Yeah, I actually did see it twice in one day, but that's a story for another time.
I felt pretty similar to it. Like, I didn't like either of the characters. I will say, like, Seth Rogen's acting as Herschel was pretty entertaining, but I just didn't really... I didn't feel for either of the characters. The movie almost felt like kind of like Jexy, which was
kind of weird. Man, I forgot about that movie completely.
It's a really classic setup of the man out of time, and he doesn't quite fit in. And, you know, everybody kind of sees him as kind of a curiosity. Without spoiling too much, I thought it was actually very touching that when Herschel meets his only living descendant, who, you know, he's expecting that, you know, his dream was that one day his children would be like, his children's children would be rich and powerful. And he meets this guy who lives in a one bedroom apartment in Brooklyn and has been spending years trying to get this weird app finished and ready to go to market. And immediately, he asks about his parents and says, you know, we should go to the cemetery and do the Kaddish. And because for a man of Herschel's era, it is unimaginable that Ben would have ever had to mourn without the comfort of family or his religion. And as Ben makes clear, you know, these are not very important things to him anymore. And I thought that was an interesting tension. When they go to the funeral, there's an enormous billboard for a brand of vodka, which infuriates Herschel because he believes, A, this is sacred ground and you shouldn't have things on it. And also vodka reminds him of the Cossacks and he thinks the Cossacks are fucking with him again. So he decides to do something about it. They have a break. Their relationship gets ruptured because they end up going to jail when Herschel attacks the developers, which costs Ben an opportunity to get his app picked up and purchased. And so, Herschel proves that I can go out and do this by myself and buy the money to buy back the plot and get rid of that damn billboard. And he does that. And all of that stuff was really working pretty well until the script required Ben to be an obnoxious dick.
Everything in this movie just felt so forced. I mean, there's this thing with Seth Rogen movies where a lot of them rely on very absurd premises, and sometimes they work, like This Is the End, and then other times you get stuff like An American Pickle, and then other times he makes movies where it's like, you know, I've seen this movie before, but you're doing it in a way that makes me appreciate it, like with Superbad or The Long Shot, even from last year.
Yeah, I thought that was underrated movie.
It felt so much like, hey, we have a great premise, and that's it. And then the movie just kind of lies there for the last act of the movie. And it just relies on all the characters acting like absolute jackasses when they could have just even done the bare minimum to do like a fish out of water story.
Yeah, I mean, we have a Slack chat for oneofus.net contributors, and I was talking about this movie with one of our other reviewers, Marcos Lira, and I'm going to kind of quote him here because I think he nailed it on the head. He said, the resolution to the movie is obvious. It's so obvious that they have to keep throwing bullshit at you just so that they can delay having to circle around back to the resolution that you know is coming. And there's a lot of contrivances to kick the movie down the road. And when you think about it, all of those things would have happened to Herschel organically. You know, eventually... no big spoiler here. He becomes sort of a celebrity for his own brand of artisanal pickles, which he gets by raiding dumpsters for cucumbers that are getting thrown out. And then he makes them with salt and rainwater, and he repurposes them in jars that he pulled out of the trash. The health department was eventually going to come down on Herschel. That would have been a perfectly fine conflict. You don't need Ben in an act of pettiness to call the health department on him. Certainly Herschel's misogynistic, homophobic, racist, 100-year-old attitudes were going to get him in hot water without Ben having to goad him to start a Twitter account. as soon as he does that, you know where this is going, but it would have happened anyway. It just feels like they don't have the patience to get there or know how to get there. So they just make Ben like a bad guy, like do this horrible thing just to keep the story going.
Yeah. And it ends up making you like neither character. We should talk about the people behind the camera with this, because this is directed by Brandon Troust, who is a cinematographer for most of the Seth Rogen films, like Neighbors or The Disaster Artist and stuff like that.
He's got an interesting filmography.
Yeah, his first film was The FP, which I actually enjoyed quite a bit.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
This is his solo debut. FP was a co-direct, but he has been a cinematographer for a long time, and he's worked with Rob Zombie. You know, he's worked with Goldberg and Rogen, of course. You know, he's got an interesting career. He was even he's done a Ghost Rider movie. He even did the cinematography for a movie that came out a couple years ago that I thought looked really, really good and wouldn't associate the guy with. It's a movie starring Melissa McCarthy, and Can You Ever Forgive Me? And I thought he painted a beautiful picture of New York. And, you know, it wasn't comedy lighting. It was very kind of warm and shadowy. When somebody says I'm a comedy cinematographer, you don't really think too much of that. Yet, you know, he shows a really good eye in the first sequence, which is all set in Eastern Europe and shot in the traditional 4:3 aspect ratio. And, you know, it's just a very gray, grim environment. But once we get to modern day Brooklyn, it just looks like every comedy movie you've ever seen in Brooklyn, but filmed in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I was so disappointed by that. Also, I wanted to bring up the writer, who is Simon Rich, who was one of the youngest writers on SNL, but he also created Man Seeking Woman, which I actually enjoy so much because it uses absurd premises in a very traditional story. And I don't know, I was just disappointed by both people behind the camera and in front of the camera with this one.
It's curious because it's based on his short story, and I kind of want to read it now.
As someone who's like not really a big fan of this movie, I will give it this. I think if you're going to watch this, the way to see it is kind of thinking of it as a cartoon, because it really feels like one. It feels like this maybe was an animated movie at some point because of just how they just totally go away with any kind of logic. Even to how he's preserved in Pickle Brine, they give a really throwaway explanation that I thought was actually kind of funny. And then the rest of the movie follows that same logic, to the point where when he starts selling his pickles, I think that's where most of the comedy was for me, because of how just absurd it was that all these people are just blinding, like just following him blindly for no real reason to buy these literal garbage pickles. They do not look appetizing in the slightest bit, but it happens because it's a cartoon. It really feels like it. I'm not sure exactly what I expected from this. I think the trailer did make it seem like it was going to be more wholesome and you're kind of like typical fish out of water movie. So I kind of respected that it ends up being kind of a rivalry film. It's not a buddy bonding film. It's quite the opposite. It's one asshole versus another one. So I do like that about it. I just feel like all the social commentary was just kind of unnecessary. But as a comedy alone, I don't think it's that bad. I think I really did get some genuine laughs, especially from Seth Rogen as Herschel, as opposed to him as Ben.
Would you say you relished in it?
I don't even know where. Yeah, sure.
Well, you know, doing these kind of performances, you know, that's Rogan's bread and butter, Pickle. No. You know? I was just sitting there going, I was enjoying this. When did I stop enjoying this? And I know where it's going. I know ultimately it's going to be the story about a man who has to sort of re-embrace, you know, his faith, his religion, his ancestry, his culture. And Herschel is sort of the vehicle for that. But the character of Herschel doesn't ever really show any growth either. He's just sort of stubbornly going about what he needs to do. And he's basically living as a homeless person, going through garbage and, you know, just setting up a little factory in the park, it speaks to how tough so many of our immigrant ancestors were, the kind of shit they had to put up with. At some point, I needed Herschel to kind of grasp the fact that the world had changed. And you know, it just didn't come out naturally. You know, I can accept, like, say, something like out of a magical realism story or a Bernard Malamud short story, something like that, where you have this insane premise. The guy is pickled. And you're like, that's ridiculous. But once that's done, then you put him in the real world and have some fun with it. And here, they just never seem to decide what kind of story or how much logic they were willing to apply to it. And they ended up just getting mean-spirited.
Yeah. I expected for them to at least have some amount of heart. And I'm seeing so many reviews saying that this movie has like a warm center to it. And I'm like, maybe a warm artificial center, but that's not what I look for out of a pickle.
I like my pickles cold and
nice
sour.
Crunch.
And, you know, or sweet and sour. This one can't, a nice crunch. You know, I was like, give me that warm, fuzzy feeling or give me that sort of hard, bitter, dark comedy. But man, if you're going to try to mix those tones, you need to do a better job, because right up until the very end, I mean, these guys do some things to one another that's practically unforgivable. So the fact that they forgive each other so easily by the end, just never really, I never really connect with that.
Which is weird, because this has been in production since 2007.
Yeah, I actually thought he was having a good time, but he's for definitely sure having more fun as Herschel. Herschel is the bigger role, the more assertive guy. And, you know, as we see, Ben is kind of a wimp and, you know, not very assertive at all. So, of course, Herschel looks at him and like, you know, what the hell's wrong with you? You know, get out there. I wanted to see these two characters kind of inspiring and improving one another. But instead, it's just like, no, we're going to tear each other down. And boy, that was unexpected. It's fine. I agree that it was kind of almost a brave choice. But then you don't really do it. Like Marcos had said earlier, you know, on his comment to me, which was like, they just keep throwing bullshit in the way because they just have to keep dragging it out because you know how it's going to end. I guess none of us are particularly excited about this movie, which is a shame because I was looking for it. Forward to it, and
I always feel that I like Seth Rogen movies because he just feels like a kid playing with toys that he's been given. He's really expensive. He's been given all this money to just make these outlandish premises, and I always like that. It seems like he's having a good time, and this one was like that too. He's clearly having a good time, being able to play two roles. But it just, I barely have anything to say about this because of how just kind of blah it was. I don't think it's...
Would you say you found it cucumbersome?
I don't know how you guys are pulling these out of your head. I can't think of a single pickle pun.
Look, man, we're just gurking around.
Maybe it's because I'm not a big fan of them. I don't know.
Hey, look, I've done enough reviews with Chris Cox now, and sooner or later, when puns come up, you just, you know, it's inevitable. You end up scraping the bottom of the barrel, especially when a movie is, you know, leaves you gored out of your mind. So why don't we go ahead into our final thoughts rather than kick this misguided film any harder than we already have. Nathan, go ahead with your final thoughts, please.
Yeah, Adrian, you said that he seems like he is a person who is a kid playing with toys often throughout it. I felt like with this movie, he found a cool toy that he liked, and then he let it sit in the sandbox for like 5 days, and then dug it up, found it again, tried to still play with it, but wasn't interested. This movie was just, you hear the premise, and you're just like, wow, I want to see that. And then you realize after about an hour that, no, I really didn't want to see this as much as I wanted to. Nobody's having fun with this. He does do a good job as Herschel. I think there are a lot of great moments in the movie, but they're so scattered. And this isn't even that long of a movie. It's like an hour 29 minutes. I was surprised that it just dragged so much. I got to give this like 5 out of 10. I'll say it's the most memorable movie I watched last night going through screeners, but that's mainly because of the premise. I'm going to forget about this in 2 days. Yeah, 5 out of 10 nasty ass rainwater pickles. Now you guys can't use that. Now you guys can't fucking use that.
Adrian, go ahead and tell us what you think. But obviously, you can't use rainwater pickles.
I don't. This is just such a meh movie. Like I stated already, if you have to watch every Seth Rogen comedy, you may get a few funny jokes out of this. But I can't really recommend it to anybody who's just wondering, should I take time to see this? Probably not. There's probably better movies that you can watch, but if you have to watch this, go ahead and be on your phone and just wait for a couple punchlines. He tried a lot. I don't think he did the best, but I don't know. I look forward to seeing him maybe do some more serious acting, because I think he seems pretty enthusiastic about it. And I didn't think he was bad as Herschel, but it's just the plot itself is just kind of who cares, unfortunately. I'm going to give this 2 out of 5 garbage pickles.
Okay, Max, what do you have to say? Can you come up with something that's not a garbage pickle?
Yeah, I didn't like this movie either, but the premise was so good. That's why I was so interested and jumped on it right away, like everybody else said. I thought it was going to be much more interesting, but I watched the first half an hour and turned it off. I was like, I can't do this. Like, I didn't even know if I could finish the movie or not. But I just decided to turn it back on like an hour later. I just ended up playing PS4 while I was watching the rest of it. And that made it slightly better. I just thought it was weird that it said it was a comedy, because I didn't find a single thing in the entire movie funny, like, whatsoever. I was just sitting there bored out of my mind. I did like Seth Rogen's accent as Herschel. That was really the only thing I liked. But I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. I'm going to forget about it in a week too, or maybe not. Maybe it was that bad. I'll remember it, but I'm going to give it $4 for a jar of pickle out of 10.
I mean, I think I might have liked this just a smidge more than you guys did, but not a whole lot more. There was, I agree with you guys, a lot of promise to this ridiculous premise. But, you know, halfway through, we just ended up with unlikable characters doing things that, you know, you really didn't expect that they would ever do, just to keep advancing the plot and delay the inevitable meet-cute resolution at the end where everybody's forgiven and, you know, everything's great again. And, you know, I know we've talked a lot about Seth Rogen, and we've hardly mentioned anybody else in the cast, which is another problem with this movie. There are no other characters to really latch on to. There's some other funny actors in here, but no one really makes much of an impression. You know, there's like a guy who is Seth Rogen's buddy, Ben's friend in the venture capital industry world, who might be able to invest in his product. I thought there was an amusing bit by Molly Evenson as Clara, who is the unpaid intern that Herschel hires to basically run his pickle company out of a park and try to get him up to code. I thought, well, that's kind of clever. But all of these characters show up and then they disappear. The only person who kind of leaves any impression is Sarah Snook as Sarah Greenbaum, his wife. And she's mostly felt as an absence. But in the few shots we get with her, you know, we see why Herschel loves her and why she's kind of perfect for him, even though she has these old world values, much like he does. And I would have liked to have seen more of her. I would have liked to see more of anybody, because you just never get a break from all the Seth Rogen in this. I can't even make that into an adjective, the Roganiness in this movie, because it's a lot of Rogen. Wall-to-wall Rogans. I wanted to love this more. I just felt the first half was quite good. I got some genuine laughs out of it. I thought it was charming. But then it just turns mean-spirited before giving that up and settling into the sentimental schlocky ending that we all knew was coming. I have to give this, I'm going to give it 6 girls I've fallen in love with after watching them eat the head off a raw fish out of 10.
That's not even in the movie.
That is.
No, I'm messing with you. I know.
I totally was taking you too literally. Oh, you know, it happens sometimes. So anyway, thank you very much, guys. Let's hear some more pickle puns if you got any, because other than that, we're going to get out of here and watch some better movies. And until then, eat your pickles. And remember, If you don't like a pickle, find yourself a girl who does.